with a heated coil. Daf Samach Beis today, and we're up to the Mishnah to get a running start on our week. Lo teitzei isha b'machat hanikuva v'lo v'tabat sheyesh alechotam. So after having listed the various things in which there's a chashash of taking it off and carrying it arba amot v'rshut rabim, but not really any diraita problem of carrying on Shabbos, the Mishnah now gives us cases in which there would be an actual chiyuv chatat in some of these cases. So she certainly, although we spoke before about a machat she'ina nekuva, and it has a little tas shel zahav at the end, and a question of whether that would be permissible on Shabbat, certainly with a sewing needle, a machat nekuva, or even with a tabat, which has a seal in it. A woman generally would not wear a sealing ring as a sealing ring, not as Nasa uses them, but sealing rings in the old sense. So a woman would not generally walk out with a sealing ring, and therefore to her it's considered to be a masa, not a tachshit at all. V'lo b'chuliyar, v'lo b'chovelet, we'll see what those are in the Gemara, v'lo b'tzluchit shel plaito, which means a little wrapped container of perfume, which was, again, pretty important in those days. V'im yatztach hayevet chatat divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that carrying around a bottle of perfume is actual masa on Shabbos. Is that considered to be tachshitit? The Chachamim potrim, whereas the Chachamim say, in the case of the Kovelet and the Tzluchit Shel Plaito, there would be no Chiyuv, but certainly it's not Mutter because of our old problem of Atalati Arbamo or Pershut Rabim.
Are there goes only that one case or all the cases?
Before any of the cases, yeah. The Chachamim are arguing only in two cases. Omar Ula v'chilufeihem v'ish. This is the famous shaila that has accompanied Klal Yisrael through the generations. Can men wear rings? Is it considered to be a tachshit for a male to wear a ring, or is it considered to be a malbushi shah and therefore unsuitable? So what Ula seems to be saying is that what to a woman would be considered to be a masa, and what to a woman would be considered to be not the masa. So in other words, the case of the sealing ring to a woman is a masa, that to a man would be a tashit. But what to a woman is a tashit, which is a decorative ring, would be to a man a masa, because it wouldn't be the deres to be yotze with a tashit like that.
Why is a sealing ring
before
a tashit? The initiative for a man, it's an official, but a ring you can only use for sealing, which is on Shabbos.
True, but it makes a good impression.
No,
that's what's said. It's what's said by the Rishonim. The idea is that something that makes you look important is considered to be a tachshit.
So then in sports car too, you
there's elements of that. For some people it's part of their anatomy, then it's not even a problem.
Carrying the black atomic bag would be important.
So here the shaila is whether this is something that is social or this is something that's absolute. I mean, many of the poskim argue that it's social, so that in a time in which it's the minhag of men to wear a tabat, so then this certainly wouldn't be true. They were just talking about bizmano. There are others who argue that this is an absolute because of malbushisha, so that a woman, it's derech to go out as with tachshitin, whereas a man to wear a ring is strange, and it's essentially adopting feminine dress, and therefore is aser min haTorah because of lo yilbash. A lot of discussion about these issues. Well, nice of the Mishnah Berurah paskens it's best to be machmir not to wear a ring, chlal, because of malbushisha. However, the ma'isa it's still considered to be a tachshit, would not be Osir on Shabbos. By the way, those who hold also the Gabi Asugya that this means literally the inverse. In other words, what to an isha is a takshid, but nonetheless can't be worn on Shabbos because of the chashash. So that would be true about the man as well. But others cited that that's an unwarranted conclusion. That it's only talking over here about what is a takshid or what isn't a takshid. Once something is a takshid, it's not the derech of a man to take it off to show it to his friends. And so in Mela, there wouldn't be the gzeira of Dilmati Latri Arbamit Bereshut Rabim. So for a man, it would be Mutar L'Chatchila once we determine that it's a takshid. Of course, the question is whether adoption of feminine dress also causes adoption of feminine behavior. Maybe it would become his derech to take it off and show it to his friends. Yeah. Mazif Rav Yosef. Omar will not say. So, Chilufim Beish Alma. So, the Gemara says that apparently means, Kasava Ula Kol Midi the Chazi Leish, Lo Chazi Leisha, Umidi the Chazi Leisha, Lo Chazi Leish. He seems to be implying, when he talks about Chilufim, seems to be implying that men and women's modes are essentially opposite. So, in other words, if we find something to be suitable for a male dresser, then it's the dafka not suitable for a female dresser. Motzif Rav Yosef, haroim yotzin b'sakin, v'lo haroim bilvad, amro l'kol adam, l'shad darkam shel haroim, l'tzeit b'sakin. So the question over here is, people that are out in the field and that really can't afford to dress very well, they're going to get muddy, they're going to get dirty, it's going to be raining, so they would often go out wearing sack, which was good, was water repellent, was cheap, replaceable. Normally people don't wear a sack. But nonetheless, since Ro'im, it's their derech to go out wearing sack, so the male other people that would carry it on Shabbos are not considered, would wear it on Shabbos, not considered to be carrying it. Doesn't that show that something that is suitable for a particular group is already, by definition, considered to be at least acceptable by another group? I mean, so you're going to say, Lo Aroim Bilvad, why? When was the last guy you saw who wasn't a Roa that was walking around wearing sack? Elamai, there's an overall interpretation of what dress means for humans. So why wouldn't that be true of men and women as well? Elam Rav Yosef Kasavar Ula Nashim Am Bifnei Atzman. What are you talking? Rohim and non-Rohim, it's all basically the same. But women and men might as well be another species. So Mamela, you can't argue from it's a completely different set of criteria, and therefore to argue from Rohim to non-Rohim has no meaning to argue from males to females. Eight, huh?
Female Rohim. We have the Torah already.
Only in emergencies. Eitz ve'abayim. No, wearing. Saki means sack, cloth, clothing. It's a cheap raincoat.
Not a bag.
No, not a bag. The material of sack is what they mean.
Like a potato sack.
Yeah, potato sack. Elom Rav Yosef, okay. Eitz ve'abayim. Hamotzei tefillin. Machnisan zugzug. Echadeisha. Hold on a second. Somebody finds tefillin outside on Shabbos. What's he supposed to do? Can't leave him out there because he has to be matzil tefillin. They're mutar libizayon, liable to be stolen, ruined, and so on. So he should put them on Shabbos and carry them in one pair at a time. And this is true whether we're talking about a man or a woman. Because at least that way you're carrying it in derech malbu. And in order to be matzah the tefillin, we're not going to be machmer, maybe take it off as we did before. So v'iyamik nashim am bifnei atzman hein. So I mean, the way I understand this is that the reason that it's matir women is because look, once you've decided that something is the derech levisha of men, you're certainly not going to go ahead and say that for a woman. For a woman, it's bichlal not considered to be levisha, even though a woman normally wouldn't wear tefillin. But because men wear it, so a woman can also wear it. But if you're telling me, You're going to tell me that women's mode of dress, bedavka, cannot? Hey, it's the chiding here.
The glare.
Okay, thank you. Women's mode of dress, bedavka, not be learned from men. So then what would be the heter for women? Would have to be, the tefillin are considered to be, a woman's way of going out. The problem is here, that tefillin are mitzvah taseh shazman gorma. We certainly can't learn that tefillin are meant for women specifically. We could learn that because they're meant for men, therefore a woman would wear tefillin, won't be carrying on Shabbos. But you're claiming now that that's not true. That something good for men is not necessarily good for women. Okay, then we have to examine the tefillin situation for women on its own merits, not because of the men. The problem is that I would assume that it's a mitzvah taseh shazman gorma, because Laila is lav zman tefillin, Shabbos is lav zman tefillin. It depends on the time of the day and on the time of the week, which means that women, by definition, are not chayavot. So the I amrit nashim amrit neatzmane. והמצוות עשה שהזמן גורמה וכל מצוות עשה שהזמן גורמה נשים פטורות. So what possible reason would there be to be matir women for wearing tefillin on Shabbos? Ah, that's different. Over there, Kasav Rabbi Meir, Laila is man tefillin and Shabbat is man tefillin, in which case havile mitzvot asei shelo hazman gorma. If that's the case, then women are chayavot in tefillin. V'chol mitzvah taseh shelo hazman gorma, nashim chayavot. And therefore, maybe the meaning of the Mishnah is not that because men wear tefillin, but rather echad anashim ve'echad hanashim can do this because both of them are chayavot in tefillin. That's a completely different take. Asks the Gemara, let's examine this ring problem after all. So let's assume for a moment that the ring is considered to be tabachi eshleachotem, it's considered to be a not tachshit carrying. Therefore what? Therefore you're chayev v'chatat? Rabbi Meir is saying you're chayev v'chatat. If lamaisa, a woman, does not decorate herself with such a ring, then if she's carrying it as a masa, how should she carry it? In her hand? Not on her finger. Certainly it's not the derech of hotza'ah to wrap something around your finger. You'll say, but a ring is meant to be. Aha! If that's the case, in other words, you're saying you're wearing a ring. If you're wearing a ring, then it's a tapshit. So I'm a manushaf. Either it's a tapshit, which is why it's on your finger, or you're carrying it shalom kederech hotza'ah, and you won't be chayev anyway. But the Mishnah is claiming, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, that you're chayev a chatat. You're literally carrying it on the back of your hand. This is a real kelacha yad. Omri of Yirmiya b'isha gizbarit askinon. We're talking about a businesswoman, not a housewife. Businesswoman requires a ring to seal all the letters that she's writing. It's on his own. It seems to be. Certainly a tachshit law, of course. So for her, if she's a isha gizbara, so then einachinami, that's the normal way in which she would carry it. However, it's not considered for her to be a tachshit, because a woman, after all, is supposed to seem feminine. This doesn't make her very feminine. Oh, my Rava, sub changed the gears over here. And, yeah. Omar Rava, that's all very nice. You've fixed half of the problem. And it's Tiratzta Ish, Isha, but you still have Ish, Ma'ikal Mel. I mean, remember, Ula said Vechilu Fehem Be'ish, which would mean that if a male is wearing a decorative ring, that he would be chayiv. Why? Because it's not a tasha. Well, if it's not a tasha, what's it doing on his finger? It's on his finger, he's carrying it, and he's carrying Kilar Haya. It's the same problem. What are we going to say about the man? Elam Arava, the bottom line is that a ring for either sex, whether it's decorative or not decorative for that sex, nonetheless, it's the derech to carry a ring on your finger. Why is that? Because pa'amim shadam noten li'ishto tabat sheyesh alei achotan lo v'chal ha'kufsa Sometimes a man may ask his wife to please take my signet ring and put it into the safe. So she carries it to the safe. But how does she carry it to the safe? Safely. So she puts it on her finger. So therefore, minichata, should say be'etziba'a, ad shemagat l'kufsa. The opposite can also happen. Certainly, you don't expect your wife to go to the jewelers to fix her ring. So pa'amim sha'isha notenet l'ba'alat abad, she'ina le'achota, she'll take a non-signet ring, give it to her husband, lo licha etzel oman ha'taken. So she'll ask him to take it to the silversmith, or the goldsmith, to fix. He puts it on his finger. So therefore it becomes derech hotza'ah. A ring which is meant to go on a finger is carried on a finger even though one isn't wearing it as a tashit. Biyado, it should say be'etzba'o to make it clear. Biyado means of your honest finger. So because it would be a derech to carry it in this fashion, it's for protection. It's not called kilacher yad.
It's not a tashit because it's not theirs.
Yeah. I mean, look, the truth is people have a tendency to put things around their fingers. They can be put around fingers, even key rings and so on.
Right.
Or rings of power and things like that.
No. So it is not, or is not kilacher yad.
Around the neck.
So it's not kilacher yad.
You put a string around your finger to remind yourself of something.
V'lo bechuliyar, v'lo bechovelet. What are these things? My chuliyar, omar rav machvanta. Now, we've had this word coming up in many different ways. The machvanta over here is one of the things that Rashi suggests earlier about nuksha. Although that was the case of the bib, in which it's a catcher of peris, crumb catcher. But here, and before Rashi also spoke about it, that it's a type of cufflink, in which a collar, it's a collar pin basically, which the collar is held together by a decorative kind of pin. And over here, she's wearing it without it's being used for a collar. Because if it becomes part of the clothing and it's actually a cufflink or a collar link, then enochinami, it's mutter even the chatchila, because you don't take off those things to show them in the shuk. But here she's wearing the same thing, but she's wearing it purely as decoration, so then it's not really meant for decoration. And a kovelet, amarav chumrata de pailon, a kovelet is again a lashon of tied with something, kabal, kabalim, televisia be kabalim, which ties you to your television forever. And the same idea over here is a kovelet would then be a chumrata, which is a little knot that's tied around that holds pylon, which is a bosom, generally for Rabbi Ashes, balsam basically, which they would use to ward off the bad smells of themselves and the streets. V'chein amar Rav Asi chumrata de pylon. Tana Rabbanan lo tekseh bekovelet v'im yatzta chayevet chatat, divrei Rabbi Meir. This being viewed as a purely functional thing, which is not essential, and therefore is functional in the same way that carrying around a can of bug spray would be on Shabbos, which is all very nice, but it's still masa. V'chachamim omrim lo tekseh v'im yatzta ptura. That because this becomes the form of the way that a human being would walk around, so that it's considered to be a getter of tashit. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yotza Yisha Bekovelet, even Mechatzila. And we'll see his reasoning, why is there no chashash that maybe she'll carry the Arba Mot Bershut Rabbi. But basically, he's extending the sheet of the Chachamim. Once I've determined that it's a getter of tashit, now I only have to determine whether there's also a chashash that maybe she'll take it off. Fine. So that we'll see why he disagrees with this. So, but Michael did forget. Rabbi Meir Savar, a functional thing like this that is not essential, is considered to be a masri. Rabbanan Savre is something functional which becomes part of the mode of dressing, becomes a tachshit. As far as carrying a machatchila, no. Dilma Shalfa Umachria, the Atyala Atuye. She may take it off to show it around. And then there's this old chashash of carrying it arba amot b'rishut rabim, with Rabbi Eliezer Savar. Look, I mean, let's be real about this, says Rabbi Eliezer. Man dark alemirmeha. Who carries around this stuff? A woman that don't smell too good. So isha shereicha ra. Isha shereicha ra lor shalfa mechavya. A woman who doesn't smell very good is not proud of the fact. So she's not going to show off her great new deodorizer to her friends. And therefore, it's a highly unlikely scenario. We could just see people taking off their deodorant pads, you know, in the middle of Rishus or Abim to show off the latest scents. That ain't going to happen. And therefore, there's no kashashlo atyala tuye arba amod Rishus or Abim. So that we have now a machloket min hakatzeh lakatzeh. According to Rabbi Meir, it's an issur d'oraita. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's mutar lechatchila. And the Chachamim hold it's a takshit, but we have the overall gezeirah of takshitim on this as well. But doesn't it seem a brighter that Rabbi Eliezer poter bikovelet ubitzulket shel plaito? And here you're saying he says it's mutar, and there he says you're patur, but patur means not mutar lechatchila. No, lokasha. Everything has to be seen in context. Kikoyad Rabbi Meir. Zaha kikoyad Rabbi Meir. Zaha kikoyad Rabbanan. Each thing has to be seen as to whom he was responding to. It's a kikoyad Rabbi Meir. If you're responding to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir says you're chayav chatas, the important issue then becomes, is it a mas or is it not a mas? The issue hasn't been raised before by Rabbi Meir as to whether it would be mutter to carry it. It's stam amasa. Therefore, the essential thing that Rabbi Eliezer has to respond to is, no, that's absolutely not true. It's not a masa. It's a tash. So over there he says, potter. We're not interested in whether there's a gezeira of dilma atila tuye. On the other hand, kikoyad rabbonon, if, however, you're talking about the rabbonon, the amri potter avalaser. So what's the issue? Whether or not there is a chashash of the normal gezerah of takshitim, then maybe she'll take it off. Taina is Rebbe Eliezer. No, in this case, it's mutar lechatchila, because we don't have such a gezerah. So what it is that Rebbe Eliezer says doesn't necessarily have to reflect his ultimate shita. It reflects the shita vis-a-vis what his argument is about. If he's arguing whether it should be a masa or not, he's saying it's not a masa. If he's arguing about the question of whether there's a gezerah of takshitim, it's mutar lechatchila. But is there really such a braita that isolates? What, there's a place where Rabbi Meir alone is mentioned and not the Chachamim? Because here it's Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. I mean, certainly Rabbi Eliezer would have to say, as he does in the Mishnah, I mean, that says mutar lechatchila. So my Rabbi Meir, where do we find a case where Rabbi Meir is mentioned with the machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan Shita of the Gzer isn't mentioned? Well, I'll tell you, it's a braita, the Tanya. Lo teitse isha ben mafteach shebiyada v'im yatzat chayeves chatos. So a woman should not walk out carrying a key. And if she does, she'd be chayeves chatos. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, well, not in a case of a kovelet and a tzlukesh al plaita. Oh, really? And how about in a case of apples and oranges? Kovelet? Mandakash, I said, what are you bringing in kovelet and tzlukesh al plaita? Who was talking about that? We're talking about a mafteach. And now you turn around and talk about something else?
Is this a door key?
Yeah.
So is there a man?
We'll talk about the issues in mafteach. Mm-hmm. So what's going on here with Chalal? So clearly, chisir mechasa, v'olki katani, v'chein b'kovelet u'b'tzukesh al-paita. It must be that Rabbi Meir actually had mentioned after the story of the mafteach, so the brayta included also kovelet tzurkesh plaita. Lo teitzei mimi atzach hayev eskatzes the Rebbe. And Rebbe Eliezer then said, "Well, I agree with you about the mafteach, but I'm poter the kovelet tzurkesh plaita." Now, I must, however, make it very clear, Rebbe Eliezer says, and when I matir tzurkesh plaita, it's not because it's accepted that a person wears something like this because it looks good. It's its functionality that makes it a takshit. And therefore, b'med devorim amurim, when do I say it's not considered to be a masa? Davka kishiyesh b'ambosa. It's only if there's still some of the perfume is left in the kovelet. But if there's no bosa, ain't b'ambosa. So then chayevet, you're not going to say, well, I mean, but it's not kamina, it still looks the way it did before. Because the issue over here is not the way it looks, of course. If it's not functional, so then it's tam masa biyama. Says Rav Adarbar, I don't understand. What do you mean it's masa biyama? It's carrying something which is being carried for something else, right? No matter, I mean, why is she wearing it? There's still some leftover smell in it, apparently. There may be no material in it. It's true that the sheer of a perfume is kosher, for obvious reasons. It's usable as kosher. But over here, it's less than kosher. Fine. And why is she wearing it? She's wearing it because it still smells good. There's residual smell. So, which means that essentially you're telling me that you're arguing on a Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says that when you take out a shear that is not sufficiently b'chayiv, pochot b'grogeret of ochlin, to say, oh, okay, you're put on the ochlin, but how about on the bowl that you used to carry the ochlin? Says the Mishnah, you're put on the bowl too, of course, because the bowl was only there to hold a half a bowl of cereal. So if the half bowl of cereal is pochot b'grogeret, it's not enough to be b'chayiv. You're not going to become b'chayiv because, but you took out a whole bowl. The bowl over here is not the focus of my hotzah. So then the same thing should be true over here. I'm carrying this container because there's a smell in it. So I'm not interested in the container at all. So the container should be bottled to the smell. In which case, you're telling me that you don't agree with the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Omer Avadabar Abba Zotomer, Amotzi Ofli Pachot Mikashir Bikli, you're saying you would be Chayim on the Kli. Because the case of a Kuliya, of a Kovelet, where Ein Babosem is the equivalent of a shear of Pachot B'Kishir of a Kli, and nonetheless, you're saying that you're Chayev, the way you're understanding this Braitha, and the Mishnah says you're Potter. Ravashi says it's no comparison. Beyond Mimelach the Potter, it could very well be, if you're talking about a bowl of cereal, you'd be Potter, but that's because a bowl can be bottled to a teaspoon of cereal. But over here, there's absolutely nothing of mamashut there. There's only the smell that it carries. Something that is substantial is not bottled to a smell. So v'shani yachad, the letter of mamasha klal, there's no mamashut here at all. Therefore, I wouldn't say that the Mishnah would mean that you'd be potter af ala kovelet. In this case, you're chayev on the kovelet. Now, the shaila is, the extent at which this thing is considered to be a luxury item or an actual part of the way in which a person is mitkashet is fascinating, because we know that in the Navi, after the destruction of the Aseres HaShvatim, so in Amos we find horrible, horrible Nevi'ahs about the way that people in Yehuda were ignoring the fact that the periphery essentially is being eaten away. And they're going around dancing on the deck of the Titanic, and they're drinking champagne and expecting that everything will be wonderful and paying no attention to what's going on around them. And therefore, they're going to end up going into Galut too, and terrible destruction and so on. Now, in the description of Amos, of how it is that you dance on the Titanic, it basically describes what used to be Rehov Yafo years ago. Not since the Titanic came a little bit too close. But it talks about the various things which people do that imply that they're into luxuries and couldn't care less about what's going on around them. And one of the things that it mentions, which is the reason that we've begun to examine those, one of the things that it mentions is smells, perfumes. So there, Amos mentions that there was also Reishit Shmonim Yimshach. We're going to end up actually darshing all of this. Hashotim b'mizrake yayin v'reishit shemanim yimshachu v'lo nechlu, which is the important point. They didn't sicken themselves over the fact al shever Yosef, what happened to all of the shifte Yosef, the malchus of Yosef that was destroyed. So what are these reishit shemanim? Omer of Yeramishmu zeplaiton or paryaton. So this is a very valuable perfume, which was in common use. Masir Rav Yosef, if you're going to tell me that this payaton is such a wonderful ta'anug, how do you explain the fact that it was mutter to use after the Churban? Because we know that Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba was Gozer, Af Alplai Paliaton, really is the correct pronunciation. Gozer Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. It's generally said in Yeshiva's Pliton, but that's not the Greek pronunciation anyway. So Rabbi Yehuda was Gozer, even on Paliaton. Velohodolo. The Rabbanan weren't masking that should be one of the things that you should be careful not to use after the Korban HaBayit. But Lechora, things that are true luxuries of this fashion, they were gozer on. And according to you, Yamrit Bishum Ta'anug, you're telling me that Reshit Shemani Mispaliaton, Amai Lohodulo, why weren't they masking that such things should be prohibited after the Korban as a memory of the Korban? Says Abaye, what's the matter with you? You think there was a gezeira on luxuries? There was never a gezeira on luxuries. Latayne, according to you, let's look at the rest of the psukim in Amos. For instance, it says at the beginning of the Reshit Shmanim, the words before Reshit Shmanim are Hashotim b'mizrkei yayin. What are Hashotim b'mizrkei yayin? Rabbani v'Rabasi argue, what exactly does that mean? Charamar k'nishkinin. Whatever it was a very egregious way of practicing the art of wine drinking. Either, there's a number of different pshatim that Rashi has in the Kanishkan and in different places. It was apparently, in some places its mashma was also a fountain. In other places its mashma that it was simply a container, a large container of wine that had various straw-like devices. You could have people hanging around and everybody slurping the wine basically at the same time. So it's a close get-together on the level of wine. Never seen such a thing, but it sounds like it ought to be interesting. So, and others learned that it means that they could throw their cups. So they would juggle with the wine glasses. You know, everybody would be thrown across the room. It would land, you know, the guy would catch it, throw a couple cups back. That's interesting. Anyway,
No.
Throwing one to another, sort of juggling. It's like a type of juggling. Anyway, so according to you, you'd have to say that being as that's viewed as an act of luxury and conspicuous consumption, so you're tiny that we are the conspicuous consumption, but Lamaisa, we know, according to you, it should be Osir, and yet we know that Rabba Bar Avuna came to the Reish Galuta, where they were using Kanishkinins, and he drank, just like everybody else, and he didn't say anything about conspicuous consumption. Velo Amar Levelo Mide, why wasn't he Mochev? This thing was Osir after the Churban. Ella, clearly you're wrong. It's not that the Gezeros after the Churban were against conspicuous consumption. Kol Mide V'it Beitanug V'it Beisimcha Gozer Rabbanan. It's another element. Things that are miyuchet for simcha, that the Rabbanan were gozer on, if they're also highly conspicuous in terms of their tanug. Avamidid ipe tanug, which is not related to simcha, there was no gezera. The idea over here is not to take life lightly, as if it doesn't matter, but to be involved in tanug, they never asked. Then we have other psukim, actually, earlier psukim, that once already were opening up the gates to discussing how awful things were at that period between the Golos of the Atzeres HaShvatim and the Golos Yehuda. We already, are you okay?
Yeah, I want to be an example of something where it gets both. Because, you know, I think of a keg party, you know, they have
a
keg party, you know, college kids drinking a lot of beer. They have a make a party out of it, make a simcha, that's what they get in taboo, and make it a simcha too. What would be an example that gives both? That would be you guys with. I mean,
the things that they were going there, the beautiful decorations for Fussin and Kala. The whole context is happy. It's not what you're calling happy in a keg party. It's not happy. Chazal didn't view that as happy.
Happy hour. Why can't we assume?
That's a rather pathetic.
Why can't we assume that Rabbi Bar Avuna didn't say like Rav Simon of Kinema? He thought it wouldn't listen to.
He wouldn't drink himself. Because he drank it.
The Reish Galuta.
No, he went ahead and drank. So it says over there, Hashochvim al mitot shein, people who sleep on ivory beds, boy, that's the ultimate. Usruchim al asotam, with their stinky mattresses. Amr Yisrael Bechanina, what does that mean? If it says stinky, then it means that they were very low class. And because having already taken off their clothes, they weren't going to go and get dressed to go out to the outhouse. So a little bit of urine in a floor never mattered much in a pinch, you know. And that's so disgusting that the Navi speaks about it. Megadeth by Rabbi Abu thought that that was absolutely a ridiculous pshat. Oh, come on, man. You're telling me that now they're going to go out in galut, but because they urinated in front of their beds, they're going to go out in galut. I mean, come on. Mishum de mashkini mayim bifnei mitoteihem arumim. Therefore, yigalu b'rosh golim. Let's keep some perspective over here. Elom, Rabbi Abu, of course it has to be seen in context. We're talking about people of luxury, conspicuous consumption. Think of Hollywood, my friends. People in Hollywood don't urinate next to their beds. That's not the point. So Elu b'nei Adam, shayol achlim v'shotim zeim zeh, v'dopkim mitoteihem zu b'zu, u'machlifim nishoteihem zeim zeh, an old practice, wife swapping. Talking about their stinky mattresses and urine. We're talking about big conspicuous consumption over here. So there, that's already kedai to go into galut for. And that's part of the whole sense of levity and carelessness that the Navi is trying to describe. So he's basically talking about Hollywood. Rabbi Abu. Shlosha devarim mevi'im et ha'adam lidei aniyut. There's three things that bring a person to aniyut. Now Rashi points out that the Gemara elsewhere says that the sar of aniyut is called nabal. So wherever you have people that are not makpid on cleanliness, they're also poor. We think because they're poor, they're not makpid on cleanliness. That's not the point. A person who doesn't care about class and clean doesn't deserve to have the money anyway. So therefore, if a person is mezalzel in such things, he'll end up being poor. And those are three things. Eloi, amashkini mayim bifnei mitato arom. Somebody's too lazy to go out to the outhouse. Mezalzel benetilat yodayim, or somebody who isn't all that careful about washing his hands. So I use an exact shear, I use the revius, enough. Vishi ishto mekalalto bifanav. Now this is strange. Someone whose wife curses him to his face has to do with anias. Because it's novel. Interesting, because of course novel's wife did sort of look down at him. Huh? But it's just an interesting, the Uri says, because the Gemara says in the end, it's talking about someone who doesn't buy takshitim for his wife. To such an extent that she's already cursing him, and he can afford it. He just doesn't care. So says the Meiri, so the result of such a thing is that if he doesn't care about the way she looks, she doesn't care about the way anything looks. So the end result is that his domicile is a mess, in which case he's going to be bothered down the years. It connects to all of them. Rashi doesn't bother being mefarish now. This part fits in, even though he starts off with the explanation of Nava. Okay, so let's go through these cases. Amashtin mayim bifnei mitato arom. So first of all, says Rava, lo amrina lo hadar api lepuria. This apkide kach that he becomes an ani is only if he's literally next to his bed, and the stream of urine is around his bed. Avalevaroi leslan ba. If he's aimed away from the bed, there's no problem. And even if he's facing the bed, I mean, if he's got a little chamber pot, you know, that's okay too. Even if he's mahara api lepuria, and I'm ilam lahara, it's only on the floor. Of course, the floor in those days was
not blatot.
Not blatot, no. Avu b'mana leslanba, in a container, there's no problem. Mizalzo benetilat yadayim, says Rabbi, that's only if he wasn't mashiyah de klal. This is where we're going to end up changing, but it's only if he bechlal doesn't wash his hands. Abu Masha, Abu Masha, is Masha exactly a shear, and he's yotze. It's just he doesn't really go out of his way to clean well. Let lamba, then we don't really mind. But that's not true. Not nilte. The Amr of Chista, Ana Mashari Molech Afnai Maya, the Avu Li Molech Afnai Tivuta. I can tell you that the amount of money you make is dependent on the amount of water that fuels your diet. I use an awful lot of water to get my hands good and clean, and because of that, I make an awful lot of money. It's whenever it's necessary. So, Amar Rava, this is only where she's cursing him out, at least Ketak Shitah, that he doesn't seem to care about the way she looks, and of course Takshitim is more than look, it's also the way that she takes care of her toiletries and so on. Rahanimile who the eatle, obviously this is only where he could afford better, below Ovid and doesn't give it to her, and it's a sign of lack of care. Dorash Rabba Breder of Eloy, my Vikhtiv, Vayomer Hashem, once we're already on the topic of the way in which women are mitkashtot, and the use of perfume and other decorations and so on. And particularly now that we've seen that there's elements of conspicuous consumption that are associated with such issues, let us also examine the parsha in Yeshayahu that describes the churban in terms of the shachzanut of Gnot Zion, the way in which women were overly chutzpahdik. So and men. Dorash Rabba Breder Rabbi Loi. My dichtiv, what does it mean when it says Vayomer Hashem Yam ki gavhu benot Zion? Gavhu, I mean, what do you mean? What, they were taking growth hormones. What does gavhu mean? They got tall? How do you make somebody tall? It means shoyu ma'alchut bekomazikufa. It means they would walk with the nose up in the air. Vatelachna netuyot garon. They would walk up there with their throats stretched, means shayu ma'alchot ekev bitzat goda. They would take these dainty little steps, which is the way in which a person walks. We can't see where he's going, you know. And if you've got your nose up in the air, you can't really see what the street looks like. And of course it has the additional value of making sure that people can look at you for a long time as you walk by. Umisakrot einayim. What does that mean? We're going to use a lotion of misakrot. Of course, the Pashta meaning is that they have these little winks in their eyes and so on. But misakrot, we darshan a lotion of sikra, which is color. So it means they used... What's that? No. This is a lotion of getting people interested in them. A lotion of sakir, curiosity. And we're dashing with sikra, molon kuchlon le'inayu. It means they would put on tons of color around there, and there tons of eyeshadow. Umaramzan, and then they would move, you know. Haloch v'tafof. So because the words themselves already give you the sense of,
under the pregnant,
you know, walking and bouncing down the street, so on. What does that mean? Shari ma'alchot arucha b'tzat k'tara. So a taller girl would get two of her shorty friends to sleep, one on either side, so that she would look even more tall and more attractive. Uberagleim ta'akasna. Now, lashon of akas is often used as a snake. Of course, is where this all comes from in the first place. So that the lashon of akas we also use for the eris of the snake. So the poison. So it would mean then poisoning with their legs. Omer of Yitzhak, the Rebami, well, they had it all done, you see. What they did is they had special high heels where the heel included the perfume. Then in order to shoot it out at an unsuspecting poor boy, they would just have to kick their heels against the ground, and there he was, all covered in perfume, and he was a goner. So that was the heiress. See.
What a great marketing idea.
Isn't it fantastic? Shemetilot mor v'afar simon bimen aleihem u'malchot b'shukei Yerushalayim, looking for victims. The kivan shemigiyot etzul bachrei Yisrael boatot bakar. All you have to do is kick your heel on the ground. ומתיזות עליהם, and they would squirt up with their perfume. ומכניסות בהם יצר הרע כארז בעכוס, בכאוס. That would be the same as they might as well have squirted pure yetzer hara on them. Don't they have the name of some of those perfumes? Yetzer hara? Poison, there you go.
Yeah,
poison.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, poison. That's what it is. That's perfect. There's a perfume called poison. That's great. Akus. Amazing. Huh? And therefore, it was called that the braglim ta'akasma, which in one word sums up this whole behavior. My Gulonotehem, and what does the Navi define as their bitter end? Kidash Rabba Bar Ula. We dash in the Psukim, same Psukim in Yishayahu, he just made them a little bit more vicious, more capable of being sensed, anyway. Vayatachat Bosem Makyeh. That's what it says in the Navi. He explains Rabba Bar Ula. Makom shayu mitbasmot bo, nasek nimakim nimakim. Every place where their perfume sprayed, the flesh would begin to decay. V'tachat chagura nikpe, makom shaya chagurot betzilzo, where they would be tied with a decorative belt, nasek nikafim nikafim, it would be covered with wounds. V'tachat maase mikshe karacha, which means Makom shayu mitkashtot, where darshni mikshalosh and no trikon, nase kirachim kirachim, would be now torn away. Betachat pitigil, machgoret sak. Pitigil is a beautiful word, which refers to pitachim ameviim lidegila, all those beautiful, sexy orifices. Yiyula machgoret sak will end up becoming a place which is covered with sackcloth. Ki tachat yofi, bepashas, meaning this is what you get in place of your beauty. He darshens, Amarova, Haina Daminchi, chilufe shufra kiva. Ki in the sense of pus. Pus instead of your beauty. So we describe now this horrific, torn apart body, dripping pus and oozing all types of bloody things. And this is the image of your beauty. Amarova, and we said, and then it goes on to say, Visipach, even though it's written with a sin, not with a samach, we're darshing it as if it's written with a samach. Visipach Hashem kotkod benot Zion. Omer of Yezmer Bechania, this means Visipach in the sense of tzarad. So melamed sheporcha ben tzarad. It says here Visipach, and it says by the parsha of Negoim, l'seit v'l'sapachar. So sipach is darshened as the actual marker of the nega. Vashem piten ya'areh. God will make their openings into a forest, either it means ya'areh, or ya'areh in the sense of to pour out. There's also vata'ar kada, the same lashon, ya'areh. So either this means, Rabbi Shmuel argued, Chanamar Shanishpo Kikiton, one learns that it means that they turn it to zivas, always bleeding. That's the lashon of Yare. But Chadomer, they turned it to forest, meaning that they got so much pubic hair that they were disgusting. So Shenazu Pitchem ki Yar. Omrev Yudom Rav, Anche Yerushalayim, Anche Shachatz Hayu. The men in Yerushalayim were also people that would just be so careless about such things. Boy, oh boy, they're going to describe the height of carelessness, which to us would be the height of sneers, you understand? Haya Adam Omer Lecha Veiro. So tell me, what'd you eat today? Pat amela or pat she'ina amela? Which was actually meant, who did you sleep with today? Was it a well-worn bread that was well-kneaded, meaning that this was a bu'ula, or an experienced woman? Or pat she'ina amela, who had never been slept with before, but at least they used the euphemism. Or b'yayin gurdoli? Or b'yayin shena gordali? Was it white wine or dark wine? Was this a nice Asian? Maybe you took to bed. B'mesev rachav or b'mesev katsar? Are we talking about a Renoir? Or are we talking about one of these modern thin girls? Is it b'chaver tov or b'chaver ra? Good personality or bad personality? But all of these, Zomra Kista, the Kulam Laznus, all they had in mind was Nus. Anyway, we should end with something nice. Omer Rechav, Omer Yehuda. Hatzei Yerushalayim Shokinomon Hayu. The word, the trees of Yerushalayim were made of cinnamon. If you would put them to warm your house, Rechan Nodev B'chol Eretz Yisrael, you could smell that cinnamon all over Eretz Yisrael. Umishach Arva Yerushalayim Nignezu. Once they were, the Churban came, they were hidden. V'lo Nishtayer, all that's left of them, is one Sa'ora in the world. And that one Sa'ora is now kept in the treasury houses of Tzimoy Malkita. Obviously, the Tzimis Malka would be the one that would be holding the cinnamon, the last remaining cinnamon. This is what Safta, what's her name, that wrote about?
Safta Rocha?
No, there's a book about Safta.
Safta Simcha.
Safta Simcha, yeah.
Safta Simcha. Seven feet.
Yeah. V'lo b'yochid b'zman she'en barag lo makah. Ha'yesh barag lo makah nafik b'shabahay minay nafik. Omer, v'na b'otah she'yesh b'makah. Amba kasav sandal normally is also l'shum tzar of it. V'fiyah barab, omer b'otah she'en b'makah. Amba kasav l'shum ta'anug of it. V'zo she'yesh b'makah, makata mukhachat aleha. V'yav Rabbi Yochanan tzavol ala d'Ravuna adiyam l'Rabbi Yochanan v'sham bar Abba havli masnoi yav l'di yamin omay vei asito maka d'mer kechia bar Abbs really v'av kamar asito shal smol maka v'az Rabbi Yochanan taimi yam Rabbi Yochanan ketfilin kak min alin ma tefilin b'smol at min alin b'smol meis vei kishu noel noel shal yamin v'achak kak mera shal smol om Rabbi Yosef ato yahash l'tan yochi v'yom Rabbi Yochanan achi tavad achi yavid v'ad v'achi yavid Omalay Abaye Dilmer of Yochanan, how much Nitalos Lavishmiele? Via Vishmiele Abahada, but furthermore, maybe Namishmiele is a minological time. Omer Nagamba Yitzchak, Yereshamayim, Yotzeilish the Yemumanu, Marbred Ravana, Hekiyavi, Sayim Dimine, Velokata, the Sayim Dismale, the Kot Varakota Dimine. Omer Vashi, Chazino of Canada, low copied. Tanner Abonik, Shinoel, Noel, Shimin, Vakaka, Noel, Shall Smoke. Kishu choletz, choletz shal smol, v'achar kach choletz shal yamin. Kishu rochetz, rochetz shal yamin, v'achar kach rochetz shal smol. Kishu sak, sak shal yamin, v'achar kach shal smol. Morotze lasuch kol gufo, sak rosho techila, v'pnei shu melech al kolei barad. V'lo b'tfilin omer tzav alo tema, li b'deman yom shabbos, lav zman tfilinu, el afil man yom shabbos zman tfilinu. Lo yetze, diamati latu yirushut rabim, ויגד אמרתי לה סייפה, ואם יצאינו חייב חטאת אומר ספרו, לא תאמה דווקא לי בדמן יום השאב זמן תפילנו, אלא אפילו למען יום השאב זלב זמן תפילנו, ואינו חייב חטאת מה תאמה, דרך מהו בושה בידול. ולא בכם מי יום הזמן שאינו מן המומחה, אומר פופה לא תאמה, עד דמומחה גברה ומומחה כמיה, אלא כיווה דמומחה גברה, וגב דלא מומחה כמיה, דגן עמי דתני ולא בכמיה בזמן שאינו מן המומחה, ולא בכמיה בזמן שאינו מומחה, שמאמינה. תן רבון הנה זהו כמי המומחה כושר ריפה בשנה ושילש אחד כמי אשר כתב, אחד כמי אשר לקרין אחד כל אשר יש בו סכנה, אחד כל אשר אין בו סכנה לא שנכפה, אלא שלא יכפה וכושר ומתיר אפילו ברשות הרבים ובד שלא יקשרנו בשר ותבד ויצא בו ברשות הרבים משום מרית עין ותן יהיה זהו כמי המומחה כושר ריפה שלושה בני אדם כאחד תוספסס לא כאשר הלא מחוי גם, הלא מחוי כמיה אומר פאפה פשיטה לי, תלת כמיה לתלת גברה, תלת תלת זימנה, יתמחי גברה ויתמחי כמיה. תלת כמיה לתלת גברה, חד חד זימנה, גברה יתמחי, בת כמיה לא יתמחי. חד כמיה לתלת גברה. כמיה יתמחי, גברה לא יתמחי. בואי פאפה, תלת כמיה לחד גברה מי. כמיה ברה לא יתמחי. גברה, יתמחי או לא יתמחי. מי אמרינן, העשי לי. עוד יום המזל, אי גברו, הוא דקום מקרב הכתב, תקו. איבוי אלו, כמי אם יש בהם משום קידוש, עוד יום אין בהם משום קידוש, למה הילך אותו? אילי מלעצו לינו מפני הדלקה תשמע, הברכות והכמיין אף פי שיש בהם, הברכות והכמיין אף פי שיש בהם אותיות ומניינות הרבה שבתורה, אין מצלין אותם מפני הדלקה, מנשרפים ממקומה, אלו לינים כניסה, תשמע, היה כתוב הידות הכלים והקראי המיטה ייגוד ויגזנו. אלא להיכנס בהם בבית הכיסא. מה? יש בהם קדושה ואסיר, עוד יומיים בהם קדושה ושורי, תשמע. ולא בכמיה בזמן שאינו מן המומחה. הבן המומחה נופק, ויאמר כמיהם יש בהם שום קדושה. So then why is it mutter? זה למעט של בית הכיסא. ארתי לטויני ארבע עמס קושס הרבי. אך מה עסקינה בכמיה של איקרים? תניה. ארגע כמיה של כתב, ארגע כמיה של איקרים. אך מה עסקינה בכל שיש פה סכנה? התניה ארגע כל שיש פה סכנה, ואחד כל שאין בה סכנה. אלא כיוון דמאסי, I guess, you'll say, I forgot the nugget later, ביודי נמי שפר דומי. אבל תניה רבושי אומר בבת שלו, יחס אינו ביודו. ויאבינו הבא מאוד פשוט הרבי. אלא אך מה עסקינה במחופה אור. הרי צפילין במחופור, ותניה יחס בית הכיסא כל הסבירים בריך הקר באמס, ונכנס, הוסה משום שין, יום רבאים, שין של תפילין הלוך למשווי סיני, and some are גרס, יום רבאי, ארבע של דלת, של תפילין הלוך למשווי סיני, ויום רבאי יוד של תפילין הלוך למשווי סיני, ולא בשריון, ולא בקסטה, ולא במגפיים, שריון זרדה, קסטה, אמרב סנוארתה, מגפיים, אמרב, בזלמקי. לא תצא אישו בגן הרגע ולא בטבעת שיש על האחותן ולא בחוליה ולא בחובלת ולא בצורך של פלייטון. ואם יצת כאב אסחת, אז יביא מאיר, והכל מפוטרים בכובלת ובצורך של פלייטון. אמרו לה, בחילופיהן באיש, אמר סברו לה, כל מילי לחזי לאיש, לא חזי לאיש, מילי לחזי לאיש, לא חזי לאיש. מה זה רבי יזר הרואים יוצאים בסקים ולא הרואים בלבד, אמרו, אלו כל אדם. אז שדרכן של הרואים לצאת בסקים. אלא אמר רבי יוסף, כסוברו נשים עם בפני עצמני. איזה הבאי אמרתי תפילה מכניס לזוג זוג, יחד איש ואחד אישה. ויאמר נשים עם בפני עצמני, והמצוות עשה של זמן גומר, וכל מצוות עשה של זמן גומר לא שפטורס. אז אם כסוברו ממאיר לילה זמן תפילנו, ושם בזמן תפילנו. אבל אם מצוות עשה שלא הזמן גומר, כל מצוות עשה שלא הזמן גומר נשים חייבות. ועוד צורק אל האחיידי, אין לטבעת, anyway. אמר רבי ירמי, אבי אישה גזברית עסקינה. אמרה תירצת אישה, הוא יגיד לבת איש, אלא אמרה ופעמים שאדם נותן לאשתו את הבת שיש לה אחותה, לא הולכה לקופסה, ומניחתה וידעת שמגעת לקופסה. פעמים שהאישה נותנת לבעלה את הבת שאין לה אחותה, לא הולכה אצל אומן לתקן, ומניחה בידו עד שמגיע אצל אומן, ולא בחוליה ולא בחובלת, מהי חוליה? אמרה מחבנתה, קובלת, אמרה חומרת את הפיילה. וכן אמרה ואסי חומרת את הפיילה, צאן רבונה. לא תצא בחובלת ואם יצתה חייבת חטאת רבי מאיר וחכמים אומרים לא תצא ואם יצתה פטורה רבי אליעזר אומר יוצאה אישה בכבלת וכתחילה זאת אומרת כמי מפגד רבי מאיר סבר מסוי רבנו סבר תכשיטו ודמשל פומחיה ויד אלה תויה רבי אליעזר סבר מה דרך על המרמיה איש אשריך רע איש אשריך רע לא שפה מחיה ולא דרך ולא עד אלה תויה רבי מאוד פשוט רבי ותעני רבי אליעזר פוצר בקובלת בסוף השפעת. לא קשה, כי כה יד רבי מאיר, כי כה יד רבונה. כי כה יד רבי מאיר דמר חייב חטאת, אמר לי פטור. כי כה יד רבונה דמר פטור, אבל אסור. אמר לי הוא מותר, וכתחילה. ומאי רבי מאיר, ותעני לא תצא אישה במחתך שבידיו, נכת חייב חטאת, רבי מאיר. רבי אליעזר פוטר בקובלת בסוף השפעת. קובלת, מה נוח השמה? בסורים אחד, לא רוצה, וכן בקובלת וכן בצורך של פלייטה, לא תצא, אם יצא חייכת סיבר ממאיר, רבי אליעזר פותר בקובלת בצורך של פלייטה. באמת, בואו נאמרים כשיש בהם בוסם, אבל אם בהם בוסם חייבת. עומר ועד הברבה זאת אומרת, אמרת שיהיה אופן פוקס מקשיר בכלי חי, דואין בבוסם כפחות משור בכלי דומי, וקטני חייבת. ובא שם, באו מהם אוכל בטור, שאני אוכל, לך נאמר משה כלל, there was nothing to be bottled, the cleaver. Reishi shemoni mishach, lo amre bina mishmazer plaiten. Most of you say, afa plaiten vasa, let you have been tofa. Velo hodula. Vi amet mishum ta'anu, amai lo hodula. Om le abai vle taine, hode tziv ha-shotin b'mizir ke yai, revani v'revasi chanam ha-kanishkini, v'chanam ha-shum ha-zargin kosa teyem zelaza, hokinami da-osir. Ay, a-rabba baruhu nikla v'erishkulu v'shata b'kanishkini. Lo amale vlo mire? אלא כל מי דהית בית תענוג מי בשמחה גוזו רבו. מי דהית בית תענוג ולך בשמחה לא גוזו רבו. השופרים המיטות שם וסירופים על ארסותם. אומר רבי יוסי ברבי חנין המלאה משרים, משתין המים בפני מוטותיהם הרובים. מגדי פה רבי עבור יוח, אין את התיר, לא כן עתה יגלו בראש גולים. Ah, come on, you shouldn't have seen him behind the thing that I'm a mean. You got a little brush to lean. Elam Rabbi Abu Elabele Adam Shayok, no shotim zemze, Vedoki mito te hemzo bezu, umaklifim ni shote hemzemze, umasokin har sotam shikwazer shayno shalem. Om Rabbi Abu Amr Lamati Tatana, Shoshad bar medina tadam de aniut elohim, a mashti mai befemi tato alom, zazibri zatio daim, shishtome kalal tobi fanab. משתים מים בפני מרצור, אמר רב לא אמר, זה מהר רפי לפוריה. אבל לברוי לטלנבא. מהר רפי לפוריה, נעמי לא אמר, אלא לערה, אבל במונה לטלנבא. מזל זה ברצילת ידיים, אמר רב לא אמר, לא מאשר לכלל, אבל משה ולא מאשר לטלנבא. ולא מילתי, דום רב כיסטה, אנא משרי מלוי כפתוי מים, ויובלי מלוי כפתי בוטה. שאישתו מקללתו בפניו, אמר רב, אוני על עסקי תקשיטה. ואני מלאו, תאיפלי ולא אבי. Torah shows the revealer, my gifted, Vayom Hashem Yan ki gavhu ben alzion. That means Shoyim Alchot bekomas kufa. And then it says, Vatelach manutiot garon. What does that mean? Shoyim Alchot ekev betzad godo. Then it says, Mesakro deinayim. That means Tavim Alchot deinayim maramza. Then it says, Alok betafok. Means Shoyim Alchot arucha betzad kitzara. Then it says, Baragleim ta'akasna. And in Yitzhak Rami, this means, שמתילות מור והפרסמו ממין עליהן, מהלכות בשוקי ירושלים, וכימן שמגיעות אצל בחורי ישראל, בועטות בקרקע, מתיזות עליהן, ומכניסות בהן יצר הרע כארס בכעוס. מהי פורענותיהן כדורש רב ובעולה, והיה תחת בושם מכי יהיה, מקום שהיו מתפספות בו נעשה נמקים נמקים, ותחת חגורה נקפה, מקום שהיו חגורות בצלצול, נעשה נקפים נקפים, ותחת מעשה מקשה קרחה, מקום שהיו מתקשטות בו, נעשה קרחים קרחים, ותחת פתיגיל מחגורת שק, פתחים המביאים לידי גילה יהיו למחגורת שק. כי תחת יופי, אומר רוב היינו אמרים שחילוף השופרה קיבה. וסיפק השם קדקוד בנות ציון, אומר רבי יוסף רבי חנין למה שפורחו בהם צרעת, כתיבך לסיפך וכתיבך לשאת ולספחת. והשם פיתן יערה, רבי שמול חדם שנשפחו כקיתו, בזיו בסלורץ, וכדום שנעשו ביתכם כי יער. אומר רבי יודם רב, אנשי ירושלים עד ששחת צויים, אדם אומר לחברו במה צעדת היום, בפת המילה או בפת שאינה המילה, ביין גדולי, ביין חרדולי. במסב רכה, במסב קצר, בחבר טוב ובחבר רע, אומר רב כיסא וכולו נזנוס. אומר רחוב, אומר רב ידע, עצי ירושלים שכינמון היו, ובשעה שהיו מסיקים מהם, ריחן נודף בכל ארץ ישראל, ומי שחרבה ירושלים, נגנזו, ולא נשתייר אלא כסעורה, ומשתכר בגנזוי וצמצמוי מלכתה.
Oh, you did?
Huh?
I
thought everything. Sure, I did. And then she
ran away
together. What?
I
feel
bad. Not that
I
thought.
You mentioned it
anyway,
yeah.
I know, but I wasn't sure if Charlie got it.
Yes. Lama Long. I don't know.